we must pay a lot of appreciation and gratitude to the group of people who drafted the 1992 Constitution, because it is that document that anchors the freedoms and rights of the human being and then the other democratic guarantees that we are enjoying currently. The 1992 Constitution has a whole chapter, that's chapter 12, on freedom and independence of the media. It has all the guarantees of freedom of speech, freedom of association, freedom of movement, and live in a free democratic country under the rule of law. You can have a good constitution, but if you don't have people who, you know, understand their rights and insist on their rights, then you're not going to have the constitution effective. And that's what Ghanaians do very well. Ghanaians know their constitution. We have civil society organizations. We have traditional rulers. We have religious organizations who know the constitution inside out and would always make sure that the government is put correct if it's going astray.
What structures is your government putting in place to ensure that the rights and aspirations of Ghanaians are protected as enshrined in the country's constitution?
Well, we have our work cut out for us, because the Constitution indicates a number of organizations that are guarantees for our democratic governance. These are the National Electoral Commission that is supposed to superintend free and fair elections, and it's probably one of the most important ones. Then we have a unique organization called the Commission on Human Rights and Administrative Justice. It's a kind of ombudsman, but at the same time, it's an anti-corruption institution. And Ghanaians who feel that they have suffered an infraction or an injustice are free to file a complaint to the Commission on Human Rights and Administrative Justice. Aside from that, we have the National Commission for Civic Education. We have the judiciary, we have the parliament, and these are all supposed to be independent bodies that guarantee the rule of law in Ghana. But of course, you need a leadership that has a vision and that insists on transparency and accountability. And President Jonathan Mills, as president of Ghana, is a person who is a strong anti-corruption crusader and will not hesitate, you know, to apply sanctions if any of his ministers or other public officials go astray.
Mr. Vice President John Mahama, looking at your government's graft fight, how would you rate it, and how far is your government, you as well as the president, willing to go?
Well, as you know, one of the major campaign concerns for Ghanaians was the fight against corruption. And Professor Tamil, you know, put out a strong message about openness and transparency and a strong fight against corruption. The government is still young, but even in that short period of time, any issues that have come before him that he believes infractions of the rules, he has dealt with quite decisively.